Sure, Chloe Elsman. I just like to do a little psicha here in the sugya. Our Mishnah and Daf Chof Hei Amid Aleph. The reason we picked the Mishnah Chof Hei Amid Aleph is because it's really a new sugya. There's something, a new topic that's coming on over here. The sugya that starts with the Mishnah Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim Min Asuka. Choylein Umisham Shehen Pturim Min Asuka. Aichuna V'Shoisin Arai Chutz L'Suka. There appears to be three basic cases in our Mishnah. The first case is Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim Min HaSukkah, Chol Misham Shehem Pturim Min HaSukkah, and then Oichlin Mishois and Arai Chutz LeSukkah. What I'd like to try to figure out is, what is this Mishnah particularly coming to do? What's the point of the Mishnah? What are we trying to do? There's always a progression and a process and a flow to the Mishnayos. Up until now, the Mishnayos seem to have been speaking about a different topic. The Mishnayos in this parak are talking about how a person builds a sukkah. What is a sukkah? Now, what's interesting is that if you look in the Mishnayos, in the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, they group together the Mishnah and Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis with our Mishnah. It's made into one Mishnah. What's Chav Dalet Amid Beis? It says there, Ha'oise sukkos v'beina ilonois, v'ilonois tefanus lo k'shera. That doesn't seem to belong in our Mishnah. That's just talking about, what is a sukkah? How do you build a sukkah? Does it look like this? Is it tilsum r'mechamsa, which means how much schach do you have to have? What can you use for the walls? That's describing the structure. Our Mishnah seems to be focused on something else. Now we're talking about the people that are in the sukkah. That seems to be its own Mishnah. So the fact that in the Mishnayos, in the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, they include the last Mishnah seems to be a little bit bizarre. On the other hand, the Me'iri does the opposite. If you look in the Me'iri only has the first two cases as a Mishnah. He has Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim Min HaSukkah, and Cholim Misham Shehem Pturim Min HaSukkah. And then he separates that from the next part of the Mishnah. That makes a lot of sense to me. Why? Because those are two cases of people that are Pater from the Sukkah. You're Pater because you're Shluchei Mitzvah. You're Pater because he's a Cholim Misham Shehem. The third thing is a discussion of how much do you have to eat to be Chayim. It's a little different. And if you look at the next Mishnah seems to be continuing on that topic, where the Mishnah says, Maisa, Mishnah Chavav Amid Beis, Maisa ve'evil o the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litoim es etavshel. They brought him something to taste. And it says, the hell on the sukkah, we should bring it up to the sukkah, which is the discussion of how much do you have to eat? If I just take a taste, do I have to bring it into the sukkah? So I would understand why the Me'iri puts that all in its own category, because that's a whole different discussion of how much to eat. And you just want to make a discussion of the Mishnah of who's chayv, who's potter, but that's not the way our Mishnah has it. In our Mishnayos, we have what seems to be three cases. So I want to try to understand what are the three cases we have in our Mishnah. The first case that we have is Shluchei Mitzvah, then we have Choylo Misham Shehem, and Oichlo Mishois and Arei Chutz L'Sukkah. Another question that we have here is, what is this idea of Shluchei Mitzvah? Now, Shluchei Mitzvah does not mean that someone was sent by someone else. We usually use the word Shliach as he's a messenger, is that someone sent me to do something. It doesn't seem to me that Rashi over here says, what is Shluchei Mitzvah? It means Holchei Derech. It says Rashi, Holchei B'derech Mitzvah. They're going to do a mitzvah. What Rashi is L'chor explaining is that Shluchei Mitzvah means I'm not actually engaged in a mitzvah at this very moment, but rather I'm on the way, I'm on the path, I'm on the road to do a mitzvah. So it's very interesting. Why is that the case we're talking about? Classically, the reason why shluchim mitzvah are pater, the Gemara says, is because we have a klal, oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. The classic case of oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, is when I'm actually engaged in a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah presently. But that's not the case that the Mishnah brings. And that's not at all, as a matter of fact, I don't think there is a Mishnah that speaks about regular oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. This is the Mishnah, and the Mishnah speaks about shluchei mitzvah, which someone is on the path, on the derech to do a mitzvah. Why is that what we're talking about? That we'll see if we could get to. Al kolpanim, one could suggest, when we're getting back to what is our Mishnah, what are we trying to do, that there's three different categories in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming to give us three different types of people that don't have to eat in a sukkah. All three of these people in our Mishnah, three cases, don't eat in a sukkah. The first person is a shluchei mitzvah, doesn't eat in a sukkah. And then there's chol m'sham seim, don't eat in a sukkah. And oichol m'shayisan arei chutz l'sukkah, you can eat something that's arei, we'll call it a snack, just for our purposes. Also, you eat out of a sukkah. These are the three people that don't eat in a sukkah. And the three different categories. The first person, be'etzem, is chayiv in sukkah. He's betzem chayiv. Narvas, he's oisek b'mitzvah. Because he's doing a mitzvah, therefore he can't go to eat in the sukkah. But in theory, there's no reason why he shouldn't eat in the sukkah. It's just because he has oisek b'mitzvah, he's going to be putter from doing the other mitzvah. But betzem is chayiv. Then you have a person who's mitztayer. Choyle umisham shem. Why is a choyle not eating a sukkah? The Gemara tells us, because he's mitztayer pater min asukkah. A choyla, it's very hard for him. He's even if he's a choyla she'en bo sakana. No, it's not a question that it's dangerous, it's life-threatening, but it's uncomfortable. There's a concept which is called teshvu kein tadu, which is when a person sits in a sukkah, it has to be like he sits in his house, it has to be bakvemt, it has to be comfortable. If he's not comfortable, so then the pshat is he's pater. Not only that, but if a person that's mitztayer sits in a sukkah anyway, the Gemara says, called the hedyot, he's a fool. What are you doing sitting in a sukkah for? The pshat is this person is putter from sukkah. He's putter. That's it. There's no point in you sitting in a sukkah. So this is perhaps a different level of someone who doesn't sit in a sukkah. A person who's a holchei derech, in theory, should sit in a sukkah. Yeah, but I'm in the middle of a mitzvah. Okay, so then you don't. Choyle umisham shehem. The choyle doesn't sit in a sukkah because he doesn't have a mitzvah sukkah. Why? Because he's mitztayer. And then we go into the third one, is someone who's oichlin v'shoysin arech chutz l'sukkah. The pshat is he's not doing enough to require him to sit in a sukkah. In other words, a person has to have a shear. What do you have to do in a sukkah? There's certain things you have to do in a sukkah. What do I have to do? A person has to sleep in a sukkah, a person has to eat a suda in a sukkah, but when it's arech, the pshat is there's not enough here to be mechayev me. So there's three different categories in our Mishnah. We break it down into three different types. The first one is someone who he's eating. He should be eating a sukkah. You're right, he should, but because he's oisik b'mitzvah, he's putter. And then you have a category of someone who, because of his situation, he's putter. And then you have someone who's just not doing anything that's mechayiv him to sit in a sukkah. Right? Is a person allowed to breathe out of a sukkah? Yes. He's allowed to drink water out of a sukkah? Yes. Why? Because he's putter? Not because he's putter, because he's not chayiv. He didn't do anything to be mechayiv him. So those are perhaps, we could say, the three categories that we have. What's interesting here is we kind of like glossed over misham shehem. What is the din of misham shehem? It means the Mishnah says that if someone is sick, he eats out of the sukkah, and the person who is mishamesh him eats out of the sukkah. The person taking care of him eats out of the sukkah. Why does he eat out of the sukkah? Because he's taking care of the chayla, so why does he eat out of the sukkah? There's different pshatim which I saw in the Achroinim. One pshat, the Ra'ah seems to say, which is a Rishon, seems to say that it's also because of Teshuv came to do. It just kind of says, Choylem u'misham sheyem, our potter because of Teshuv came to do. It seems like it kind of gets the p'tur of the Choylem. Maybe what he means is, listen, I have to take care of the Choylem. I can't be running into the sukkah, out of the sukkah. It's also not, it's like a, it's kind of like uncomfortable. It's not normal. If I'm taking care of a Choylem, I'm going to be with the Choylem. So therefore, it's also a form of Teshuv came to do it, that's not like kind of like a mitztayer. It would also be in the category of mitztayer, and you put them together. So also, the Shulchan Aruch, one of the Pirushim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shari Tshuva says that the Mishamshem also is mitztayer, because he's with the Choyle, so he's also going through the same type of, he's also mitztayer, and if he's not going to be with the Choyle, he's going to be mitztayer. It's obviously Yisrael type of art. That's all in the mitztayer realm. But the Reb Chatzkel Abramsky says something different. Chatzkel Abramsky says, you know why he's potter? Because he's Oisik b'mitzvah. He's Oisik b'mitzvah. When you take care of a sick person, you're doing a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah, potter ben a mitzvah. According to Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, what I said before is probably not true. I said there's no Mishnah that speaks about Oisik b'mitzvah, potter ben a mitzvah. Yes, there is. Our Mishnah. Because Misham Shem is potter because Oisik b'mitzvah. So according to Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, there's four dinim in our Mishnah. I said three cases. There's three cases in our Mishnah, four dinim. There's a din of Shluchei Mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah is Pater Min HaSukkah. Why? Oisik B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Then there's a din of Choyelin, who's Pater, because of Teshuvah came to do. Then there's a din of Misham Shehem, who's Pater, because of Oisik B'Mitzvah. And then there's a din of Oichlam V'Choysen Arech, let's listen. Lefizeh. So now we got four dinim in our Mishnah. And it seems like one din was repeated. Why does it say the din of Shluchei Mitzvah is Pater Min HaSukkah, and Misham Shem is Pater Min HaSukkah. Misham Shem is Pater As Oisik Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. And Shluchei Mitzvah is Pater As Oisik Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. So why did it say the same thing twice? So we're back to understand, what are these four dinim that are here in the Mishnah? So perhaps we can suggest as follows. Maybe the din of Misham Shem and the din of Shluchei Mitzvah are not identical. Remember, we started. Shluchei Mitzvah is not right now engaged in a mitzvah. What's he doing? He's going on the path to do a mitzvah. Someone who is the Misham Shehem means he's being Mishamish. He's right now engaged in the mitzvah of Chesed, whatever mitzvah he's doing, Bikur Cholim, he's Refuah, he's taking care of someone. It's clearly a mitzvah. Right now, he's doing a mitzvah. So those are not the same thing. They're similar. There's a person who's on the path to do a mitzvah, and there's someone else who's actually busy doing a mitzvah. Maybe there's even a halachic nafkamina, perhaps. I'd like to suggest this follows, and we'll try to get back to it somewhat. There's a Ritva here that says an amazing chiddush. The Ritva's chiddush is that oisik b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah, does not just mean that if I'm busy with one mitzvah, I don't have to do the other mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah means that if I'm busy with one mitzvah, I'm not allowed to do the other mitzvah. It's aser to do the other mitzvah. Why? Says the Ritva, hold on. You're in the middle of a mitzvah. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You can't stop what you're supposed to be doing to do something else. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. So if I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, says the Ritva, oisik b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah makes it aser. Usher for me to go to the other mitzvah. I can't change. I'd rather do that mitzvah. But you're puzzling that mitzvah. And the mitzvah you're involved in, you're chayiv in. You're chayiv in a mitzvah, you have to do that mitzvah. Says the Ritva, that any time a person's oisik b'mitzvah, he's usher to do the other mitzvah. Now, perhaps we could say, perhaps, that would be true when we're dealing with a person who's presently engaged in a mitzvah. He's engaged in a mitzvah. But I ask you a question. Someone's on the way. What Shluchei Mitzvah Rashi says he's going? He's on the way to go learn Torah. He's on the way, and he bumps into a sukkah. You're going to tell me that it's usher for him to sit in the sukkah? He's on the way? It's usher for him to sit in the sukkah? If he's presently engaged in a mitzvah, let's say right now, he's doing Pidgin Shvuim. He's in the middle of Pidgin Shvuim. Right? And he's going to have to leave the Pidgin Shvuim and go sit in a sukkah. I'd say, no, you cannot do that. Because it's usher. You're in the middle of a mitzvah. Don't stop the mitzvah. Over there, I understand that it's usher. Because I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. But over here, where a person's baderech, he's going to do a mitzvah. But he's not presently in the middle of a mitzvah. You would tell me that it's usher for him to do another mitzvah? I don't think so. So perhaps we're going to have to I try to refine it and explain it a little bit more. But perhaps we could say that there's two different dinim in the Mishnah. There are those that want to even say that the din of Shluchei Mitzvah and the din of Oisik B'Mitzvah, maybe even have two different Mekoyres, which is like Mamish, making it very extreme. But there is a difference between these two things. That's why the Mishnah is emphasizing this Shluchei Mitzvah. That's one type of Ptur. And then there's another Ptur of Oisik B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah.
She was saying that when you're baderach, you have the Torah on the other mitzvah, but you just don't have the issa.
Something like that. Yeah, we're going to discuss. We're going to see if we always have the ptur, or maybe it's only special over here.
But talking if you about have the ptur, then it doesn't make the other thing a dvar rishus.
So we're going to see. It depends on if it's going to be mafriya. In other words, whenever you're oisik b'mitzvah, it's always mafriya, because I'm stopping from doing a mitzvah. But I'm b'derech al kopanim b'shas chaniyosim. That's really what I'm going to get to. That's why I want to get to it. Kopanim shas chaniyosim is not going to be a problem, because shas chaniyosim, it's not staring. It's not staring.
Right. The rich man's mashma that the reason why it's usher is not just because this and you're doing what you're supposed to, but the other thing is the dvar.
And a chanami, but it's only if it's staring. If it's not staring, it's not going to be usher.
But if you have the tour, then it doesn't make the other thing into dvar.
But it's okay, it's a dvar rishus, because I'm not staring. The whole word is I can't leave a dvar mitzvah for dvar rishus. What happens if I'm not leaving a dvar mitzvah? So I'm not staring. I'm going. So I'll go into the sukkah, azvos. It's not staring.
You can still be able to do the mitzvah.
Yeah. It's not shtey. That might have to do with the shiloh of Yefshel Kaim Shneim. Yefshel Kaim Shneim. Yeah. So that's the part of the whole discussion over here in the Rishonim, whether or not that's going to be potter or not. But that's what. Yeah. So that's part of the shiloh. I don't want to get into that. That's I'll leave that for the Rebbeim to get into the whole machlokes of is it b'shas Yefshel Kaim Shneim or not. That's. Yeah. Okay, boys, I'd like to try to bring it out perhaps a little bit more as follows. We said that Misham Shehem, the din is someone who's taking care of a choyle, so he is patur from sitting in the sukkah. Many of the poiskim bring down the tour, the Shulchan Aruch. Many of them bring down the Orchus Chaim that says that the ptur of Misham Shehem is only b'shas that they're doing the work. While they're taking care of them, they're pater. But when they're not taking care of them, they're not pater. Now, it's very interesting. Because in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Ho chei derech ptur min asukah. Rashi says, afilu b'shas chaniyosam. Which means even when I'm not right now traveling. If I'm in the process of traveling, even when I'm resting, I'm also going to be putter. However, when it comes to the din of Misham Shehem, which is also a ptur of Oisek b'mitzvah putter mena mitzvah, says the Orchus Chaim that's only b'shas that you're taking care of him. I didn't see anyone explain what's the reason for that. Why over here is it only b'shas maisa? So apparently there might be a difference between whole chel derech mitzvah, which is pater afil b'shas chaniyosam, and an oisik b'mitzvah is only pater b'shas maisa that he's doing it. If it's only b'shas maisa, we'll get back to what we were saying. So b'shas maisa, if I'm doing one mitzvah, I can't go to another mitzvah. Why not? Because I can't leave the mitzvah I'm doing. I'm in the middle of doing right now. I'm taking care of a sick person. I can't now say, okay, I don't want to take care of you. I want to go sit in a sukkah. But if you're a mechuyev to take care of this person and you're engaged in that, you can't stop. You cannot stop. But if a person who's holchei lederech mitzvah, I'm going to go learn Torah. Right now, he stopped in a hotel. Is there anything wrong with going into the sukkah? I feel a b'shas chaniyosam. So right now, I'm in a hotel. I'm here. I'm not traveling. I'm spending the night, and they say, "Here, we've got a sukkah for you." You're going to say, "No, I'm not going to the sukkah because I'm learning Torah. I'm on the way to learn Torah." But right now, you're not doing anything. Why don't you just sit in the sukkah? So even if you say that there's an iser, again, to say oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, to leave the mitzvah you're doing, that's only if it's going to be a conflict. So by the case of Misham Shehem, that it's always a conflict, because the ptur is only when you're actually doing it. So therefore, we're going to say it's also for you to leave the mitzvah you're doing to go to another mitzvah. But by Shluchei Mitzvah, we're saying it's even b'shas chaniyosam, which means person is on his way to go learn Torah. Take him 3 days. Spends a night in a hotel. He's not traveling. Is he allowed at that moment to give tzedakah? Of course he's allowed to give tzedakah. Is he allowed at that moment to sit in a sukkah? Of course he's allowed to sit in a sukkah. So that's going to be the difference between these two halachas. Perhaps with this, we could understand a new teretz to the question of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua here asks a kasha. Pnei Yeshua also is bothered, and he says, what is the halacha that we say over here of Oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, Why are we bringing it in that the benegay to sukkah bechlal? Why is this a din of sukkah? The makar for oisik b'mitzvah part of mitzvah. The Gemara brings two psukim. One pasuk by Kriyat Shema, the other pasuk by Korban Pesach. Why does it appear in a Mishnah Maseches Sukkah? Why is it a din in sukkah bechlal? Oisik b'mitzvah part of mitzvah. Why did it come to sukkah? And the Pnei Yeshua comes up with all different types of terutzim. And I think that each one of them, there's like, we can make a aris on all the terutzim of the Pnei Yeshua. The first terutz of the Pnei Yeshua is Enachanami. We don't really need it for our Mishnah. It's really not here for the Mishnah. It's Pashat. So what's the purpose of having it over here? Hadik Tani Lahacha, says the Pnei Yeshua. Hainu Deloi Zu Avzuk Tani. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not the ratio of the Mishnah. The din of shluchei mitzvah is not a chiddush. But sometimes the Mishnah tells you one thing in order to get you to something else. So over here, not only is shluchei mitzvah pater, loizu avsu, not only shluchei mitzvah, ala afilu choylem umesham shehem, afagav de'em behem shum sakona, afilu hachi pturin. Really, if you'd ask someone, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? He would say, Choylin is the chiddush of our Mishnah. Choylin Misham Sheyim. That's a chiddush. He's not in life danger. Talking about Choylin Sheyim Boy Sakana. Why is he potter from the sukkah? The reason is because Mitzdar potter from the sukkah because of Teshu came to do. That's the first teretz of the Pnei Yeshua. My friends, I'm a little bit troubled with this teretz. Because Losu Abzu Ktani is almost always, from my experience at least, is always when you have a smaller chiddush. And then you say a bigger chiddush in the same direction, in the same arena, in the same concept. I have a chiddush where there's a ptur mitzdayer. I'll say, not only is this ptur mitzdayer, that's also ptur mitzdayer. They're both with doing the same thing. In other words, we're saying that both of them have the same idea, just one of them is bigger than the other. But the way that we're making the Mishnah, why is it that shluchei mitzvah are ptur mitzvah? Because of isik mitzvah ptur mitzvah. Why are Choylin Pater from a sukkah? Because the Teshuva came to Duru. They have nothing to do with each other. What does it mean? It's not a lozu afzu. Because these two things aren't connected, Bechlal. I mean, they both are Pater, you're right. Not only is this one Pater, that one's also Pater. But for two totally different reasons. I'm not familiar with lozu afzu being two totally different reasons. It's usually where you're pushing one reason further. Not only is this Pater, this is also Pater. Because this is for the same reason. So there's a chiddush to say over here, lozu afzu. They're two totally different things. The next teretz, also on a side, the Rambam himself brings the din of Isaac, of shluchei mitzvah by sukkah. It sounds like from the Rambam that it is a chiddush over here by sukkah. According to the Pnei Yeshua, it doesn't really belong here. Bechlal, akopanim. The next answer he gives, also a beautiful teretz, says the Pnei Yeshua over here there is an extra chiddush. Why? Because over here not only do you have oisik mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah? But it's not just a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. There's an iser to eat out of the sukkah. And every time you do that, not only are you not being mekayim your aseh, you're being oiver and avera. You're eating out of a sukkah. It's an aver to eat out of a sukkah. Ikanami isura bikum va'aseh. Kishoichu v'shoyis v'yoshu chutz l'sukkah. You are now being oiver and iser by eating out of the sukkah. So therefore, I understand that there's a normal klal of oisik mitzvah part of my mitzvah, which is I'm not obligated to do another mitzvah, but it doesn't allow me to do an avera. And over here, you're being oiver and iser asei biyodayim, eating out of the sukkah. This is a very big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. I know of one pasuk that tells me you have to eat in a sukkah. The pasuk says you have to eat in a sukkah. That's a mitzvah asei, a mitzvah kiyumis. If you don't eat in a sukkah, are you oiver and asei, or you're just not being mekayim? You're not being mekayim your mitzvah. Is it so obvious? There's a big discussion in the Achronim. A big discussion. There's a famous the Tzais that speaks about this. Is it so obvious that you're being oiver something by not eating in a sukkah? The pasuk says you should, if you're eating, eat in a sukkah. Okay, so I have a mitzvah, eat in a sukkah. If I don't eat in a sukkah, it's a mevatel a mitzvah asei. I didn't do it. I sick my mitzvah. I'm putter from that mitzvah. Doing something wrong by eating out of the sukkah? I don't have a mitzvah now. What am I doing wrong? It seems like the Pnei Yeshua is being mechadish. There is an iser to eat out of the sukkah. That's a chiddush. In Achanami, that's what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. Lefi zeh, he says that maybe there's another alkoponim. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua and says a third reason why maybe over here there's an extra chiddush. Why I would say it to Avogobi. He says, Because over here there's a problem of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin. Not everyone knows that he's Isaac in a mitzvah. A person sees someone eating out of a sukkah. It's like, what's going on? Are you eating out of the sukkah for? And he might come to the false conclusion that this person just doesn't care about mitzvah sukkah. So because there's a problem of Maris Ayin, therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, I would have thought that we should make you sit in the sukkah anyway. Because of the problem of Maris Ayin. That was the Havamil. Why is the Taka not like that? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because there's many reasons why a person can be potter from sukkah. For example, a mitzvah, you don't know if this, maybe he has some sort of sickness, and that's why he's not eating in the sukkah. Because there could be many reasons why he's not eating in the sukkah, therefore, people will assume that he's got a good reason not to. Otherwise, there would be an Isra of Marisai. That's the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. Which, l'chura, it's not unique necessarily to sukkah to say that there's now a problem of marasayin. Anytime a person's Isaac be mitzvah, part of ben a mitzvah, and he's baderech, so l'choira, he should have a problem of marasayin. Person's going to learn Torah, he doesn't have to give tzedakah. My people say, why are you not giving tzedakah? And there's an isra not to give tzedakah, by the way. There's a lav mefurish. And how is he being over the isra? So people don't know that he's Isaac be mitzvah right now. They don't know where he's going. So the marasayin could be anywhere. Why is this a sukkah thing? Why is this Mishnah a Sukkah Mishnah?
You don't have the Kamash.
It should be Chayiv. You should talk to be Chayiv because there's no Kamash. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, I'd like to say something Derech Efsher. It's a Chiddush. I'm still working it out. We're still fresh in the Sugya. I'd like to suggest something as follows. Perhaps this whole din of Shluchei Mitzvah that we have in our Mishnah, maybe it's Taka a Sukkah din. Maybe there's something Sukkah about this. I like to suggest this, fellas. Perhaps. We have to try to develop this. A person has a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. Great. He's been preparing his sukkah. He's there. He built a sukkah. Now he's got to leave. There is no way for him to be mekayim this mitzvah right now because he can't build a sukkah every single place that he goes. He can't bring a sukkah with him. He's right now busy. He's holchei derech. To be mekayim mitzvah sukkah where you are brings with it unique challenges. Unique challenges. Because the mitzvah of sukkah is to make a dira, to have a dira. When I'm leaving, I'm a holchei derech, so I'm being mafkia myself from my makom dira. I'm removing myself from where I live. Now, for many mitzvahs, that's not a problem. Because my mitzvahs aren't tied to where I live. I could do the mitzvah tztaka anywhere. I don't have to do the mitzvah tztaka davka where I live. But mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah that of your dira. Basukas teish v'shivas yom, and this has to become your dira. That brings unique challenges with it. Perhaps we could suggest this, follows. Maybe. Derech Efsher, my friends. If a person is traveling to go learn Torah, and he stops for the night in a hotel, and someone knocks on the door and would like tztaka, is he potter for mitzvah tztaka? I don't know. I'm saying a big chiddush. Maybe he's not potter. Maybe he's not potter. Why shouldn't you give tzedakah right now? You're not. Why shouldn't you give tzedakah? Again, we said, if he's engaged in the mitzvah right now, he's presently doing a mitzvah in a chanami. For sure. He's presently involved in the mitzvah. If a person is right now taking care of an aveda, he doesn't have to give tzedakah because Isaac mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. But he's not engaged in anything. The shas chani asum. He's resting in a hotel. Someone knocks on the door, like some tzedakah. Perhaps. The whole p'tur that we're saying over here, of shluchei mitzvah, p'tur min ha-sukkah, is a sukkah d'kedin. It's a p'tur dafka and sukkah. Because the mitzvah that you're doing is mafkia the sukkah. It's being moitzi, it's being mafkia you from your sukkah, it's removing you from your sukkah. So therefore, the p'tur exists, even m'shas chaniyosam, you don't have to start digging for finding yourself a sukkah. But a regular mitzvah, which where you are doesn't at all affect your mitzvah, maybe your taka still mechuyev in the mitzvah. If that would be the case, we understand that our Mishnah is a sukkah Mishnah. Shluchei mitzvah, p'turin min ha-sukkah. Special din over here. We have another din. Choylo misham sheyem, p'turin min ha-sukkah is a p'tur of oisik v'mitzvah, p'tur mitzvah, which is umetum, which is by everything. But the din of holchei mitzvah, perhaps belongs exclusively over here. And the fin said we would answer a number of questions. We asked the question of Why are we speaking about shluchei mitzvah? Why don't we speak about regular sikpe mitzvah? The answer is, this is a special chiddush here. This is a different din. This din doesn't is being mechadish to us the halacha of shluchei mitzvah. There's another halacha of oisikpe mitzvah. And a taka appears in the Mishnah also according to Rav Chatzkel Abramsky in Misham Sheyem. This is a different din. And that's why the Mishnah is telling us four different categories of people who are putter. Someone who's putter and it's usher for him to change. Someone who's putter and he could change, or he could do the other mitzvah. Someone who's putter and he can't do the mitzvah that he's involved in. Someone who's nachayev. These are all different categories that we have. Another question that perhaps it would answer is the kasha of the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener is the kasha. It says, we know the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was on his way to Mitzrayim. And he stopped off in a malon, stopped off, he was spend the night, and he had not yet given a son a bris. And at the time, there was a tremendous kitrig, and Tzipora stepped in and took care of the bris. Seems like she gave the baby a bris. And it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu did something wrong. In fact, the Aruch Lener, what did he do wrong? He's shluchei mitzvah, he's on the way to Mitzrayim. Shas Chani Yosan, he's potter from the mitzvah. He's potter from the mitzvah. Especially if you go with the ritzvah, he said it's usher to do the mitzvah. Remember the ritzvah? You can't. He's right now going. Hashem sent him. He didn't want to go. Hashem pushed him. You have to go. He's going. So now, b'shas Chani Yosan, he should be chayv to do the bris milah. Why is he chayv to do the bris milah? You feel what we're saying? The whole p'tur of Shas Chani Yosan. We have to see if we could say such a thing. I'm saying Derech Efsher. He's only going to get a mitzvah sukkah. The bris milah you chayv anywhere. Bris milah, the fact that I happen to be baderech, why should I do bris milah now? It's shas chani yosem, do the bris milah. Benogeya to sukkah, where you're being mafkia, your dira by traveling. There's a p'tur of being mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Of a mitzvah milah, can't say there's no p'tur. I'd love to hear if anyone has any ha'aris or any rayas or any kashas, but this is perhaps some idea of what the different klalim in the Mishnah are.